Hello, KRWC listeners, and hello, Wright County, and welcome to the Work Right radio program here on KRWC. On Work Right, we discuss jobs, careers, and advancement opportunities. And as always, we celebrate the great quality of life that you can have by living and working right here in the Wright County area. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Tim Zipoy. I'm with the Monticello Career Force Center. I'm with Central Minnesota Jobs and Training Services there. And as always, I consider it my great fortune to be the host of Work Right Radio here on KRWC, where we talk about first jobs and next jobs and last jobs. We talk about how to start, change, or advance that career of yours. And we certainly like to talk about the great jobs and opportunities that are here in Wright County. We like to share a little resources and information, maybe a little hope and inspiration along the way, too. And that's the spirit of Work Right Radio. And I'm excited that you're here with me on February 5th. I've got a good show put together for us. And I think we should just jump right into it. Time always goes so quickly for us together. So I'd like to make good use of the time that we've got together today. It's February 5th. And maybe a couple questions to get us started. I wonder if you're looking for a new job, or maybe you know somebody that is, or maybe somebody that should be. I wonder if you leave the Wright County area for your job every day, and ask the question always, do you want to save some time and money and maybe have a better overall quality of life by living and working right here? If you've answered yes to any of those questions, you certainly tuned into the right program today to get the help and information you need to start your new Wright County job real soon. And as I mentioned, it's February 5th. I've got a good program put together, and let's get at it. First, what I want to do is acknowledge and thank last week's guest. I want to review a little bit of information that we had to learn about together on Work Right last week. So thank you then to Mr. Rob Stark. He's a financial advisor with Edward Jones in Buffalo, and I also know him to be a great servant leader to his community in the sense that he's on our board of directors there at the Career Force Center. I know that he's also on the Governor's Workforce Development Committee, your council, and I think it's just a great thing that he does to connect the wants, needs, and opportunities of Wright County all the way up to the state level. So thank you, Mr. Rob Stark, for being on Work Right Radio last week, and together we had a chance to talk about our weekly networking group that happens every Tuesday from 10 to noon. It's an online session where we gather electronically, and it's kind of at a level of professional leaders, managers, and professional contributors, kind of a long-winded way to say a great networking group for job seekers of a sort of a professional level that are looking for some great connections in the area. It's an online session, again, from on Tuesdays from 10 to noon. And like all of the things you hear about here on Work Right Radio, there are never a fee for these things, and they're always free. So this group, it's a great opportunity to make new connections and learn new strategies and learn new companies to talk to. And bottom line is, I think it's a great way to elevate your job search strategy. We focus a lot on things like networking and LinkedIn, and thank you, Rob, for really talking about financial matters in time of career transition. It's just a fantastic group, and some words that come to mind when I think of that group, I have the fortune of being a co-facilitator too, and it's all about education, enlightening, elevating, connecting, informing, empowering, emboldening, contributing, succeeding, celebrating, all kinds of good words. So thank you, Mr. Rob Stark, for joining us here last week, and here's your invitation on Work Right Radio to join us on Tuesdays from 10 to noon. You can find more information at careerforcemn.com, careerforcemn.com. Or always you can call the Career Force Center there in Monticello at 763-271-3700. That's 763-271-3700. And ask about the networking group that you heard about on Work Right Radio today. Thank you, Rob. And I sure appreciate his sort of a mantra that he shared, too. It's one that I tried to, made note of it on the program sheet. But his kind of adage of give before you get. And I just wanted to repeat that one in his name today. So thank you, Mr. Rob Stark, for giving before you get. Thank you for joining the Work Right program last week, and hopefully we see you from Work Right Radio in our weekly networking session that happens 10 to noon on Tuesday. Shifting away, I've got some good information that I want to share with you, kind of a double-sided coin, or kind of a two-sided conversation a little bit, in the sense that I found some good information from the Wright County Economic Development Partnership's current newsletter. Now, thank you to the Wright County Economic Development Partnership. If you are unfamiliar with that group, it's all about business creation, retention, and expansion right here in Wright County. And thank you to Executive Director Jolene Foss, along with Executive Assistant Missy Meidinger, for doing such strong work on the work of business development, creation, retention, and expansion here in the county. And she puts out a nice regular newsletter, and I found some information there that I wanted to share. But really, I should probably should circle back and say, why not check out that group, the Wright County Economic Development Partnership? We're going to mention them again here soon. But again, if you are in business or want to start business or grow your business, you should be connected with the WrightPartnership.org and talking with Jolene Foss. So then from their newsletter, I found a little piece of information that is kind of written for on the business side of things, talking about recruitment and so forth. But I think that there's sort of a double-sided message that we could talk about briefly today on Work Right Radio. And so from the current edition of a newsletter from Wright County Economic Development Partnership, and she has taken it from a Forbes Advisor publication called How to Find Employees in 2024. A couple of points that I wanted to share with you on Work Right today. And again, it's sort of written toward a business slant, but I thought we should flip it both ways and talk about the job seeking side of things, in the sense that if it's popular advised to use these certain strategies, we should know about them both, again, from job-seeking side of business and also as a business person. So some of the first strategies that they were talking about, some of the best ways were to use job boards, as they call them, job boards. It's a great way to put jobs out there, and so many of those things are done electronically these days. And some of the job sites that they were mentioning in this article include using LinkedIn and Indeed and ZipRecruiter, Glassdoor, some pretty popular sites there. And I just wanted to make mention of those, in the sense that I certainly see Wright County business and industry using those sites, particularly LinkedIn and Indeed, and some on the social media we'll talk about too, on things like Facebook and others. But when it comes to job boards, folks, that's the place to be, because the current advice to business and industry is to make sure that they are using these job boards as well. And we'd sure like to help you be successful in your career pursuits there at the Career Force Center. We can help you with your electronic presence in a whole lot of different ways. So think about those job boards, and we can help you in a further discussion around how to be best at LinkedIn and Indeed and other things. And I think now would be a good time to also mention, why not take advantage of the state's job bank? Minnesota has a job bank all of our own. It's called MinnesotaWorks.net. MinnesotaWorks.net. It's an easy place to use. Two good ways to use it, actually. One of them is to post your resume so the Wright County business and industry folks can find you, and then also view the jobs that are there in Wright County. It's an easy system to use. You can keyword search it. You can search so many miles from your zip code. You can search latest to newest. Just a lot of good ways to use that tool called MinnesotaWorks.net, and that would be the state's job bank. And we can help you set up your account, help you get your resume into the system, and help you learn to be successful right there at the Career Force Center, Monticello. We're at 406 East 7th Street, 406 East 7th Street. We're there for you Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, certainly wanting to be a part of your career success story. Another tool that they were talking about, again, as I mentioned, was social media, and the notion of, boy, if companies are having, if they have a strong culture and they have a strong following on social media, it kind of gives them a platform to do some recruitment. And folks in business and industry, in preparation for Work Right today, I did just that. I went on to Facebook and I pulled up some Wright County business and industry companies that I'm very familiar with, and they do have a strong presence on Indeed, rather Facebook, I'm talking on Facebook. And yes, there are job postings there. But hats off, in the sense that a lot of pictures of company events and things that talk about the culture of the workplace and things. So I'm telling you what, if you are looking to find out more about jobs that you're interested in and companies that you're interested in, I think they're right about that social media being a good tool, and we can help you with those things there at the Career Force Center as well. And sort of another slant on this little bit of article was talking about, for younger folks these days, business and industry, it might be good to have a presence on places like Instagram and TikTok. TikTok as well, in the sense that they appeal to maybe a younger audience. We can help you with those things there at the Career Force Center as well. Another tool that was mentioned that I thought was good to mention too was this notion of networking, and how it is that businesses that they're advised to tap into their own networks to find quality candidates. And they kind of shift gears in this little bit of an article talking about things like making internal, looking for referrals from those that work for you. So looking for, asking for referrals and offering bonuses and kind of making it a strategy as far as recruitment goes to recruit from within. So I'm thinking if that's advice for employers, it surely makes sense that if I was a job seeker, could be well said then to maybe start be asking your friends and your connections about where they work as well. So it's, again, all about that networking. And you can learn about that on Tuesdays from 10 to noon, and we had just mentioned that one too. Another piece of advice from this particular article talked about colleges and universities, and I kind of boiled that down to Wright County, thinking, gosh, now of course Wright County is blessed to have the Wright Technical Center, and how it is, I just wanted to mention, for those young people or those that are raising them, teaching them, influence them, take every advantage that we have here in Wright County to link up with the Wright Technical Center, particularly when it comes to the apprenticeship programs and the on-the-job training programs that they have there for youth. And certainly there are names like Brian Kozlowski, the director there, along with Mr. Mark Lee, that would be great contacts on this whole notion of putting young people to work, hiring them, or starting your first career. We'd like to direct you over that way too. And lastly, they were talking about something about hooking up with professional associations. And I wanted to just mention this in the sense that professional associations are great places to network, meet new friends, and I think create new opportunities. And I just wanted to mention two of them that I'm familiar with here in Wright County. Very quickly, going back to the Wright County Economic Development Partnership, it's a great association, strong collaboration with Wright County's own Economic Development Authority. And again, it's Jolene Foss and Missy Meidinger there that are doing all the heavy lifting on business creation, retention, and expansion. And it's the Wright County Economic Development Partnership. And their phone number over there, rather the website, is thewrightpartnership.org. Certainly want to talk about that one. And then another association that I know has a presence in Wright County is the Central Minnesota Manufacturers Association. I have the fortune of being a board member there with that organization. And that group is just a fantastic manufacturing trade organization that is, I think is 14 years old. We've got a couple of hundred members, and it's all about educating members on modern manufacturing. It's about workforce development. It's about legislative advocacy. And again, just a fantastic group that concerns itself with manufacturing here in central Minnesota. And I should probably give a shout out to my fellow board member, Mr. Randy Pelletier, owner of Pelco Machine there in St. Michael. Thank you, sir, for serving. It's great to work side by side with you, shoulder to shoulder, to do the righteous work of advancing manufacturing in central Minnesota. We just had a membership meeting just last week at Grayco and Rogers. Thank you to Grayco and Rogers for hosting that group for a tour. And if you're interested in any of these opportunities about these associations, give me a call at the Career Force Center. I'd be happy to tell you more and how that could be a big tool in your career transition toolbox, things that you're learning about here on WorkRight Radio on KRWC today. Want to shift gears a little bit? Going to shift gears into some hot job leads that I have for you. I've got some that I've taken from the county and some other sources, but still sticking with those taken from the newsletter with the Wright County Economic Development Partnership. I noticed that the Wright County Community Action out of Maple Lake, of course, they do great things to empower communities, to empower residents, to improve their physical, social, and economic well-being. They've got some current open positions that should be given a shout out on WorkRight today. They're looking for a fiscal director. They're looking for a classroom aide in Howard Lake. They've got some Head Start teacher and Head Start substitute teacher positions open, with lots of other opportunities right there at Wright County Community Action in Maple Lake. Found another job lead in that newsletter I want to share with you, and that's at the Star Bank in Annandale. Star Bank in Annandale, they've got a current open position for a CSR, a customer service rep at the Annandale location of Star Bank. You're listening to WorkRight Radio here, where we're talking about first jobs, next jobs, and last jobs. Certainly want to remind you that the Career Force Center wants to be a part of your career success story. We can help you find the jobs. We can help you get your resume together. We can help you ace the interview. and we can give you labor market information and a whole lot more. Folks, if you are currently underemployed, unemployed, why not give us a ring, 763-271-3700, and we'd be glad to be a part of, again, your career success story. Conveniently located 406 East 7th Street there in Monticello. I noticed on that same newsletter that Allina Health has got a lot of great opportunities in the healthcare continuum across the board, as does CentraCare here in Monticello, rather in Wright County. But boy, I tell you what, cardiology, nursing, LPN, surgical services, home health, laboratory, all kinds of positions in our healthcare providers here in Wright County. If you have healthcare training, healthcare skills, healthcare compassion, please don't take it out of the county. We need you here. And again, you're listening to Work Right Radio. Give me a call. I can tell you more about these job leads that we're talking about on KRWC. My phone, 763-271-3700. Going to shift gears away from that newsletter. Thank you to Jolene and Missy for putting a good some good information together that I thought was worth sharing, certainly here on Work Right Today. In preparation for today's show, and oftentimes as I do, I like to go to the county website, just like you can do. Go to the Wright County website and drill into the employment opportunities page and take a look at some great opportunities to work for the county right here. I'll give a shout out to someone. There's a small handful I want to mention on Work Right on KRWC today. One of them is a special deputy park ranger that offers a salary range of $23.25 an hour on up to $32.54 an hour. It's an hourly full-time job. It's a special deputy park ranger position. They've got a couple of office technician positions open, both an office tech 1 and an office tech 2, paying competitive wages. These are both full-time positions in the Health and Human Services Department. They've got a nice position called a property appraiser position with a posted annual salary of $61,000 on up to $85,000. That's a full-time position for a property appraiser. I saw also two different deputy sheriff positions, two different deputy sheriff positions with a compensation of $39 an hour on up to $43.55 an hour. These are full-time positions in law enforcement right here in Wright County. I saw also a temporary election staff. Now, I didn't know it again and would want to repeat that this would be posted as a temporary position that they're offering $17 an hour for. They're also looking for a couple of engineers here in Wright County. We need your talent, too. If you are an engineer in design, looking for a design engineer, a full-time position here, along with a construction engineer. Some well-paying positions, folks, right here in Wright County. You can find them just like I did, going to that county website. Or you can stop by the Career Force Center. We'd certainly like to be a part of your career success story. I can put your nose right on these leads, or give me a call at 763-271-3700. Got a couple more I want to share for you really quickly, and then I want to move into that Wright County Career Toolbox as the time is ticking away so quickly. But had some other hot job leads I'm going to pull off real quickly here. In no particular order, I wanted to mention that the company in Delano, Tuffy's Treat Company, they're a pet food manufacturer. They've got some production positions open along with some maintenance and reliability technician positions on a couple of different shifts. I noticed that Lakes Gas Company in St. Michael, they're looking for a service person. You got to have a CDL and probably a hazmat license for that one. Talk to the folks at Lakes Gas in St. Michael. I noticed that if you are a social services type person, I know that the Divine House in Maple Lake, they're looking for a couple of different what are called direct support professionals. And I know that's the same case too. If you have those gifts and talents and skills of caring for others, the folks at True Friends, they're also wanting to talk with you. True Friends is a year-round camp facility near Annandale, and they've got some DSP or direct support professional positions open, particularly on weekends there at True Friends. And also found at the Good Samaritan Society there in Howard Lake, they're looking for a full-time evening RN, offering a $38 an hour plus start wage, and that shift is from 2 to 10:30 for a full-time RN. If you are in the Howard Lake area, why not stay there? Why not work at the Good Samaritan Society and keep your talents right here in Wright County? If you're looking to make pizza, Bernatello's would sure like to talk with you. They've got production positions open. They've got warehouse positions open, and they are certainly in right there in Maple Lake and would like to talk with you. I found a what's called a production operator position in Trelleborg Ceiling Solutions, another great manufacturer down there in Delano. And also, speaking of manufacturing, I know that Landscape Structures in Delano is looking for manufacturing positions along with a human resource administrator coordinator position as well. Lots of opportunities in and around the area. No matter what your skills are, no matter what your trade is, you can find a home for those things right here in Wright County. You can make a fine living at them too. Going to jump really quickly into that Wright County Career Toolbox, and just to give you your reminder that we'd sure love to see you at the Career Force Center. No matter your first, next, or last job, we can help you understand where the jobs are, what kind of training you might have to have, how to get that resume together, how to do interview preparation. Lots of good things that we can do to help you be successful in that job search of yours here in Wright County. We're at 406 East 7th Street, 406 East 7th Street. Our phone is 763-271-3700. We've also got programs for young people there at Central Minnesota Jobs and Training Services. If you are a young person age 14 to 22, we'd sure like to talk with you about ways that we can help you shape up a bright future. If you are a veteran, thank you for your service, and please allow us to be of service to you. Let me hook you up with Mr. Mark Mann, a veteran service representative there at the Career Force Center. All of these things are available to you, always free, never a fee. We're at 406 East 7th Street, 406 East 7th Street. Just a phone call away at 763-271-3700. Folks in business, we've got tools for you as well. We can help you find them, train them, and keep them. We've got a job fair coming soon. Why not give me a call, 763-271-3700. Thank you so much for listening to Work Right Radio, where we want to be a part of your career success story. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. Work Right Radio, what's your next move?